team, and welcome to episode 4 of the Patch Podcast, where we talk all things people and culture. In this first series of the Patch Podcast, we've been talking about what it takes to create a Fumish culture and how you go about creating a Fumish culture within your organisation. Today, I again have the Corporate Challenge New South Wales manager and head of research and development at Corporate Challenge, Hugh Sykes. Hugh, how you doing?
I'm well, Dwayne. How's yourself?
Good, thanks, mate. Very good, thank you. Would you like to maybe recap for our listeners on what we went through in episode 3?
Absolutely. So in episode 3, we touched on the first two letters of the Fumish acronym, which are friendly and understanding, and what you can do, what you need to have a friendly and understanding culture within your team. And just a couple of quick tips on the how to actually create these friendly and understanding cultures within your own team.
Yep. And so just to do a really one word recap, if I was to say to you, you've got a friendly culture, one word, what does that mean?
One word, can I give you two?
Okay, two.
It's respect and trust.
Yes.
I'll give you three, and it's safe.
And it's safe, absolutely. Is it a safe, safe environment? And under understanding, if it's an understanding culture?
An understanding culture is one built on compassion and empathy.
Absolutely. So now we've been through friendly, we've been through understanding. The next two, which we're going to focus on today, is a motivating culture and an inspiring culture. And what it means to have these two, and what it takes, and some strategies that you can go through to evaluate and try and get your team on the right track with creating that. So the first one of the first things when we're looking at this during one of our Fumish culture workshops is people say, well, what is the difference between motivating and inspiring? And for me, it's a fairly simple definition. The difference is that motivating is something that is external. It's a goal. It's something that you're drawn towards, and it comes from an external drive. And inspiring is something that comes internally. It's something that it's a belief, and it's a reason that is really controlled internally by your emotions. So we'll talk about though that separately. We'll go back to motivating. For me, motivation is really simple. It's about having clarity. It's being knowing exactly what the expectations of you on any particular day or with any particular quarter or whatever the time frame is that your organization works in. What are you trying to achieve when you go into work? What is your job? Now, this can come right down to being clear goals. It can be clear KPIs. In many organizations, I think motivating comes down to having a clear job description for many people. And I'm still surprised to this day that when you ask people, have they got a contract with a job description, and they actually will say, no, they don't. And I find that fascinating, that how can you be driven towards achieving anything if you actually don't know exactly what your job or what is your focus of your job should be. So
I really like that word focus when it comes to motivating. I think motivation is all about having something to focus on and something clear and defined, and this is where I need to be, this is where I am now, and that's my focal point over there, and this is the time frame I need to get it within.
Yeah. And I think another underlying factor with creating a motivating culture is it not being specified to you that this is what needs to be achieved. You know, being involved in the decision-making process, no matter where you fit within your organization, I think is an important part of motivating people.
That relates back to understanding as well, that we covered off last time, getting people involved. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that creates, you know, additional energy and drive, which are probably two words that most people would think about when they, you know, if you said to someone motivation, what are the two words that come to mind, they would think about energy and drive. And there's so many elements within that. Not only is it about clarity of focus, but being involved in the decision making of what we're actually working towards. Now, as we've been going through this, and we've obviously mentioned, and we continue to mention that when we go through a Fumish workshop, you and I dig a lot deeper with people into the breakdown of these and the application of each of these stages of creating a Fumish culture within their own organisation. But let's just share with the listeners today maybe one strategy that they could use out of our three E's to help create a motivating culture within their organisation.
Yep, no worries. Something we use and have used is creating a motivation board. It's very simple. It's basically a visual representation of the goals that you have set as a team and how you are tracking versus those goals. So I know we've used a whole bunch of things in the past. We've used taking away pieces of puzzles as you achieve another goal. We've had fish swimming up a stream towards towards a final destination. Yeah. The good old thermometer once the thermometer reaches this point, we've hit our targets. All those kinds of things. You can put whatever spin on it you like. If there is, the specific goal is something you can put onto a board, you put that up there and you color it in, or you, like I said before, take puzzle pieces off, whatever it is, just so you've got that there in front of you every day.
It's funny you mentioned that. I actually had a client come to me today and they're talking about wanting to do a series of they want to build a series of bikes over an extended period of time. It's not just in a one-off program. And they said to me, we want to motivate the team to be able to do this, but we don't know how we can do it. We don't want to use the old thermometer thing because that's a bit, old and boring and everybody's seen it. What can we do? And this really comes back to it creating motivation. If it was a thermometer, the motivation probably wouldn't be there as much as if it was something that they could create connection to. And so my recommendation to them was, let's call it Tour D, the name of your company. And so it's like a Tour de France. And so they have offices that were global and across the world. And we were going to start down in New Zealand, and we're going to work our way all the way across the continent to a final destination in a Tour de France style event, with each of the those points representing an achievement and a certain number of bikes that they have achieved. The idea that creates a greater connection for those that are involved, rather than just seeing a thermometer filling up with red texter, is really what I suppose underpins motivation, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So, fantastic. So, look, that covers off our motivating part of the Fumish culture. We're now going to move on to inspiring, and as I alluded to beginning of this podcast, inspiring is very much about what happens internally. What creates our internal drive? This is probably one of my favorite, and I'm sure it's one of your favorite to talk about as well, Hugh, because one of the people that we listen to and follow quite a lot in Simon Sinek is really he's probably one of my inspirations, full stop. And he really summarizes and covers this off so well. And I think this is a potentially a really easy fix for many organizations, but where a lot of organizations probably do miss the mark, and that's around inspiring their people. So do you want to maybe touch on what that means in a Fumish culture?
Inspiring a Fumish culture is your purpose, your just cause, and your why. Not just yours, the organization's why. Like, what is the organization doing at a higher level? So that's one way I look at motivating versus inspiring as well. Is inspiring is the big picture and everything else that's going on, not just your day-to-day job. It's what is the overall bigger picture that the organization is working towards. It's what is the thing that's bigger than you that the organization is trying to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, it really fascinates me, the number of people that you, that we encounter and then we talk to, and often this can be very much, they'll say, well, obviously the bigger purpose and the what we're working towards is making a profit. But I think, you know, from a fundamental perspective, we all understand the financial viability. And I think we talked about this right at the outset in episode one, that financial viability is certainly one indicator of success. But I think you'll find that for the majority of people, an indication of success is around what is the difference that they're making. What is the difference that they're able to achieve on a day-to-day basis? And when people can be clear around what the difference is that the organisation is trying to make, as well as connecting that closely to their own values, then all of a sudden it creates an inspiring environment or inspiring culture to be around. And when you've got an inspiring culture, that's where people start performing at levels that are just, you know, next level, I suppose.
Definitely. I think it's got to go back to you got to go back to why the business was started in the first place. Because, I mean, most businesses out there, if not all businesses out there, they didn't just see a gap in the marketplace to go and make some money. There was a gap in a marketplace to make people's lives easier or do something that is different that helps people in their day-to-day life, or something that is, you know, it is inspiring to be a part of.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there's a famous saying that if you find something that you love doing and work out how to make a career out of it, and you'll never work a day in your life. That's probably the best summary of inspiration that you can possibly get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So now we've looked at what does an inspiring culture mean in creating a Fumish culture. What's a session, or what's something that you suggest that people may be able to do within their own organization to help create an inspiring culture?
Well, I think we've already touched on it. We've spoken about it quite a few times already as well. And that's, find your why. And, you know, why do we do what we do? Why does the company exist? Why do so many people want to work there? And, you know, what is the main reason, and why are people working here, want to work here? And how does that align with your own personal why as well? So,
yeah.
Obviously there's going to be different whys for different people within different organizations as well. I mean, why for the marketing team within an organization is going to be different to the why to the finance team.
Correct.
So it's about finding that. And that is really something that's, it seems simple when you actually get into the nuts and bolts of it. It can become quite difficult, but it is 100% worthwhile going through and doing with your team and yourself as well.
Yep. And if we were to give, one key word, it's really around clarity, internal clarity, not external clarity. That's motivating, but an internal clarity of why you do what you do. And I think it is very powerful. I know I've done my own why session, and we've done a why session within Corporate Challenge. And we've had a look at why we exist. Would you like to elaborate? I know we did this in session one. Would you like to elaborate on why of Corporate Challenge, Hugh?
The why of Corporate Challenge. Now, the why of Corporate Challenge is we create fun experiences to help people feel engaged.
Valued and connected.
Valued and connected.
Valued engaged. And connected, yes, which is part of our engaged.
Engagement, yeah.
That's right. So to create,
so I've always got the three E's in my head. So engagement was the first thing that popped in.
Absolutely, but you know, that was an interesting session in itself. I mean, that took us probably a good 4 hours of exploring all of our different experiences that each of us have had with different clients. What were the things that gave us our highs? What were the things that gave us our lows? And then really looked at the cross, the overlaps. What the common denominators were, and after a 4-hour session, we were able to bring that together into that simple why statement. So, look, that brings us to the end of episode 4. We have 2 more episodes in series 1 of the Patch podcast. Thank you all again for joining us. We do love to hear your feedback. We do love to hear topics that you would like us to research. So please reach out to us. You can find us at www.corporatechallenge.com.au/the-patch. And that's where you can find us. You can jump in and give us some feedback. And you can find all of these podcasts and so many more podcasts of people like our inspiration in Simon Sinek. And they can be found in the lounge room of The Patch. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you all listening again. And we'll see you next time.